Zimbabwean police have banned all political rallies in the wake of the nation's post-election crisis. Anger has grown in Zimbabwe over the past 2 weeks over the delay in releasing election results that reportedly show Robert Mugabe's did not receive the most votes.
Meanwhile, the president of the South African Catholic Bishops' Conference has issued an urgent appeal that an international mediator step up to defuse the crisis in Zimbabwe. Archbishop Buti Telgal, the Archbishop of Johannesburg and President of the Southern African Catholic Bishops' Conference, has suggested that former UN Chief Kofi Annan be mandated to negotiate between President Robert Mugabe and opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai to ensure a solution that is acceptable to all Zimbabweans.
Earlier today, Zimbabwe's Movement for Democratic Change leader Morgan Tsvangirai met with South African President Thabo Mbeki in preparation for Saturday's regional summit on the outcome of Zimbabwe's March elections. It is not clear whether President Robert Mugabe will attend. We spoke to Father Chris Townsend, information officer at the SACBC.
Our Secretary General, Father Vincent Brennan, was in Zimbabwe Monday and Tuesday and met with both the Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Bishops' Conference and Imbisa, the regional Bishops' Conference, which is based in Harare. And he felt that what was very, very important for the church to do at this stage was to stand in solidarity with the communities. Naturally, in many parishes, there's a split between those who support the two different parties, and that makes the action of the church difficult. At the same time, it was very clear that there's very little food that is available. People do have to spend a long time in queues waiting to get bagfuls of worthless bearer bonds and money. The most usable currency at the moment is 50 million Zim dollars, and that won't even buy you at this stage a loaf of bread. There have been reports already of an increase in violence, and certainly there is, in the last 2 or 3 days, an increase in the number of security and military police, etc., around Harare. We have heard reports from one of the dioceses that there was violence taking place, but very often the most effective threat is not the violence itself, but the threat of violence.